and was also quick to grasp the utility of ETFs for asset allocation and hedging positions, Larry says. But the most important lesson learned from Dad? In our household, we talked about debt and leverage at the dinner table, the son says. I had that benefit from a very young age. As a result, our firm has no debt, and we advise clients to have little or no leverage. Stephen and Samuel Lieber, Alpine Funds. Stephen, 83, and Samuel, 53, used to do a lot of sailboat racing together. That's how we learned to work together as a team, says Stephen. That experience was critical to the 1989 launch of the Alpine International Real Estate Equity Fund, the first global real estate offering of its kind. Not only did that wed the son's experience in real estate and REITs with the father's decades of asset and portfolio management, it taught Samuel a valuable professional and personal lesson. In the late 1980s, we were so big in the real estate sector that we found we were moving share prices around, Samuel says. I expressed concern to my dad. He said, look farther afield, broaden your horizons, and look for other types of opportunities. That's how the first international real estate fund was born. Today, Alpine runs 9 funds, but that first lesson remains key, Samuel says. Take a broad, holistic approach not only to investing, but also to life. Ronald, 62, started R.W. Roget in 1986 as a financial planning and advisory business. He first started stock picking in the early 1970s, but found that he wasn't very good at it. He was better at picking good fund managers, like his son Stephen, 28, who joined the company in 1997. I'm really good at strategy and looking at the big picture, Ronald says. Steve is very good at finding undervalued stocks. Stephen might have been a long-time disciple of Benjamin Graham and Warren Buffett, but his first job at Dad's office was making copies and doing other menial chores. After 7 years of learning the business, Stephen became portfolio manager of the Roget Partners Fund, which launched in late 2004. The fund got off to a good start, posting total returns of 10% and 21% in 2005 and 2006, respectively, but cooled off in 2007 and, of course, 2008. But then, that just makes the lessons instilled by the father all the more important. When you are a value investor, the most important thing is patience, Ronald says. Warren Buffett watched Coca-Cola for 25 years before he purchased it.